Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Learning Unlocked podcast, presented by Open Sesame. Taking a deep dive into the global world of learning and development with practical tips and tricks, along with insights from leading brands and the people that make them work. This is Learning Unlocked. Now, here's your host, Ryan Berger.
My guest is Greg Gorgoni. He is the co-founder and COO of Pineapple Academy. You can learn more about them at pineappleacademy.com. Greg has been in operations and management for over 30 years in both the hotel and the healthcare operations industry. Greg, welcome to the Learning Unlocked podcast. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me here. I really appreciate it.
So why don't you give us a little background on how Pineapple Academy started? I know you started this with a friend, right?
I did. So I had met a colleague through some projects for work, and his name is Tucker Grace. He's based out of Kansas City, Missouri. And so basically what happened was I was doing consulting work in senior living and in hospitals. And so I had transitioned from the hospitality industry. Initially, I was in hotel management, and then I started getting into development work and started being an owner's rep and helping with the renovations or the buildings of restaurants and hotels, which was great, except that in 08, when the economy crashed, all the hospitality projects dried up. And so I decided to take a look at it in healthcare and got into food service management for healthcare and hospitals. Happened that the campus I was at, I also had skilled nursing, the acute care side. We had a behavioral health center that was a residential center for drug rehab. And of course, we had retail and we had doctor's lounges and catering and stuff. So it was a pretty decent sized campus with a lot of things going on in one place. And what you learn over time is that the healthcare world, when it comes to food service and hospitality, is frankly a couple of decades behind when you look compared to, say, hotels and restaurant industry. And so that was really my opportunity to bring out a more hospitality based programs for food service. At the end of the day, it's the one thing that everybody can agree on, both in hospitals and in senior living, is that the food is creates quite a culture around for the patients and the residents. So it's very important that we put some attention and focus and make it more professional and make a better quality product coming out of food service to support the campuses where you operate. And so I traveled around the country for about 5 years, 6 years, actually, doing process improvement projects around the country, renovations, new construction, you know, in-house training, all these different things that I did. And during one of those projects is when I ended up meeting Tucker, my business partner, and we had built we had worked for an owner doing projects, him from his business that he had at the time and me from mine. We were designing a brand new extension, which was going to be a new commercial kitchen and dining room for the residents in this senior living community. And he was on the group purchasing organization side. He owned a small GPO that services skilled nursing specifically. And so he was handling a lot of the other things, you know, the uniform purchases and furniture purchasing and different things like that, helping working with the owner. And my job was to design the kitchen and do all the process, the menu plans, the recipes, the training, the equipment selection, all that kind of stuff. And you know, getting everybody, you know, the startup and the implementation and the go live process to get this thing all opened up. And we did all that to very good success, and everybody's happy. And we were all proud of what we did and thought it was wonderful. And so, but, you know, we go back like a year, year and a half later, going through town, and we stop in, and what do we see? We see processes have deteriorated. Staff are using the equipment incorrectly. The menus have been altered. Processes have been changed. And what you have is a constant change of leadership going on and turnover.
Hmm.
And so you don't have any continuity of product. You don't have any continuity of services. And so that kind of struck us both as a failure in the sense that, yeah, it was great. It was all set up. It was all documented. Everything looks great. The problem is there's no continuing education or training for new hires and the continuing education that staff really need, just like any other team member, whether you're a pot washer or the CEO of a company. We all need training. We all need to be reminded. We all need to get refreshed on what's going on in the business that we're in. And so that's kind of where this idea of hatching an online academy came about, knowing really the skill sets, or let's put it this way, the lower skill sets that were seen at that property were not unusual. Unfortunately, it's pretty rampant, particularly in skilled nursing and senior living in general. There's a lot of operators out there that really just food is not their core business, you know? And so, well, what's interesting about it, they're feeding people three times a day, you know, 365 days a year, but they don't approach food and food service as a profession so much as just an expense. And so they don't really put a lot of attention on it because it's something a lot of them don't understand. You have a situation where you have administrators and owners who really have no hospitality background or training, running an operation that has where food service is an important element of what's going on. And yet they really don't know, understand the business of food service. And then the people that end up running those departments are often people who are like last man standing. I mean, they've been there the longest, you know, and thank God they're there. I mean, don't get me wrong. I always appreciate longevity and people's commitment to a job, but unfortunately a lot of these folks, they haven't had training outside of their community. And so they really have not worked in restaurants. They haven't worked in hotels, and they're doing the best they can do with the knowledge that they have. And so, but it just falls short to what's really needed. So the Pineapple Academy took the premise that that we're going to create training specifically for the hourly staff to teach them the nuances of everything from being a pot washer to a cook to a supervisor in food service and in housekeeping. At this point, we also have a housekeeping program and laundry program. And one of the biggest gaps that you see, not only really in healthcare, but you also see it in the restaurant industry and the hotel industry, is you have a lot of people coming into the space who need work. Some it's going to be temporary. Some, you know, it's a summer job in school. But at the end of the day, it's a skill set that can be learned. There's no secrets in food service. There's certainly tons of information out there if you want to learn it. And anybody working in food service should know the fundamentals and the foundational education they need to operate in the space, regardless of your position. And so, I mean, there's obviously federal and state guidelines around food service. As you start getting into hospital food and skilled nursing food operations, there's way more regulations around all of that. And it's serious business. It's things that you need to know. It's not hard to know. It's just you need to start at the right gradient of training. So with our program, we literally start with, you know, regulatory compliance issues, you know, right down to, you know, how to wash your hands, to uniform guidelines, to how to use a knife. You know, my first job in food service back when I was in college was a pot washer in a restaurant. And that's actually how I got into it. And a couple months later, I found myself prepping food and I had somebody there mentoring me and showing me how to use a knife and how to wash produce and prep food. And the next thing you know, I'm making, you know, cutting lettuce for Caesar salads and making chocolate mousse and doing different things. And I'm like, wow, this is really cool. How do you learn more about this? So, you know, that's where I got introduced into that industry. And that's how I moved schools and ended up at Johnson & Wales to pursue hospitality and food service as a career, which was, you know, here I am 42 years later, still talking about it. So it was the right move for me. And it got me very excited at a time when I really didn't know what I wanted to do. And we're hoping to inspire as many people as possible to be in food service, particularly in senior living and in hospitals. If you take a look at the shifting demographics of our country and what's happening with the number of people who are 65 and older and 75 and older, those numbers just go up exponentially day after day after day after day, year after year. And so what's going to happen, and it's already starting to happen, is you're not going to have enough people to service the senior living communities and the hospitals over the next 20 years. And so it creates great opportunities for young people who are looking for a career. And honestly, it compared to, say, the hotel world and the restaurant world, hospitals and senior living can be a really nice lifestyle for a lot of people. You don't have the crazy late night hours. You know, seniors are typically done eating by 6 o'clock. You know, the kitchen is usually shut down by seven or 8 o'clock. Whereas in the restaurant industry, you could be up till 2, 3, 4 in the morning, you know, after a busy night on a Friday and Saturday night. You know, the holiday schedules are very different. And so suddenly you realize you can enjoy a food service hospitality career in a segment that isn't often talked about, and yet it needs to be talked about a lot more because of what I just explained, that they're just not going to be enough staff. And so so what we need is to show young people that this is a viable industry. We need to give them fundamental skill sets for the jobs they get hired for so they can get up to speed as quickly as possible and feel valuable. Employee engagement is really the only discussion that's going on right now in companies in terms of, you know, particularly with the businesses that I work with. And so, you know, it's really important that we invest into our teams and we're giving them the skill sets and the knowledge they need to be successful in their jobs and show them ways to move up. And that's what we're doing at Pineapple Academy is showing people career paths, help them get on top of their jobs, and then hopefully show them that there can be a future in food service and that it could be a good one, particularly if you know what you're doing. It's a business of fundamentals. It's like if you don't have your foundation built, you're not going to have a very good house, right?
Right.
So we're trying to build that foundational education for all the team members so that they can get to the next step and move up and keep learning. And we're going to continue to roll out training solutions around that to help people grow.
More of Learning Unlocked is coming up after this.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion continues to be a top priority for businesses everywhere. Open Sesame has created a survey that will give you insight into where your organization stands on diversity. Aside from being educational, this survey is a powerful tool to help you understand areas of improvement and spark conversations about strategies for creating a more inclusive and equitable workplace. After you take the short survey, you'll get access to Open Sesame's DEI Toolkit, an online hub where you can find additional resources. Visit opensesame.com today to start your survey.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Back to Learning Unlocked. Here's Brian Berger.
The advantages of online training. It used to be, you know, not so long ago, you're getting together in the kitchen or you're getting together on site with your staff and you're training them in person. Now
you can reach so many more people by online training. And with the pandemic, it shifted how we learn. How have you seen that all evolve and change?
Great question. So yeah, so when we first launched our first couple products, and we were focused initially in skilled nursing, it was right before the pandemic hit. And so we were all excited because what was happening is a lot of the regulatory compliance around skilled nursing had been updated. It was the first update that had happened in like 25 or 30 years to the Centers of Medicaid and Medicare. And so if you're accepting money from CMS for residents for their care, you're obligated to follow these guidelines. And it's pretty straightforward, but it was a big change. It was a lot of updates, and a lot of people were like a little bit confused and a little bit intimidated. And the other thing that they made very clear with these updates is that not only does the food service director need to know these things, but everybody in the team needs to know it. And you have to have documented training. So, you know, that all sounds, you know, like a wise thing that we need to do. But unfortunately, a lot of organizations just aren't set up or have the bandwidth to do that kind of work around developing those programs and document it. Well, with online training, everything's documented. And so if you make an assignment to somebody and they get it done, you can see they did it. And you can have a documented lineup of training very easily. So inspector walks into your property and goes, show me your training lineup. Boom, you show them Pineapple Academy, and then you show where print off a list of everybody in your team and go, here's where everybody's at right now. Here are their assignments. These are the timelines, and this is the expectations. And so it's relatively straightforward. And so that's the product we launched out with initially. And of course, COVID hit, and it was just like everything went sideways. And it was like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Skilled nursing was drowning at that point. And of course, the problems they started experiencing were really untenable for many organizations, particularly for the first, say, six to eight months. And it was a really tough things for them to get their arms around. And so, you know, coming up with a new training program was the least of their issues. And so what ended up happening, the hospitals started reaching out to us. And hospitals have a much different tact when it comes to training. Their L&D and HR departments are way more dialed in. And you're talking about continuing education from the CEO down, right on down to department head level. I mean, there's mandatory, the amount of mandatory regulatory things that you have to do in hospitals is pretty amazing. And there's also, you know, just plain old training has to get done. I mean, because the technology's changed, methodologies change, and things expected that, you know, nurses and doctors and whatnot stay on top of these things. And so, but the group that doesn't get the love that everybody else seems to get are the hourly staff. And yet we all count on housekeeping. We all count on food service to do their job every day. If we don't, then really the dynamics of where we are really shifts quite a bit. And so it's important that we focus on food service and housekeeping and what I call support staff. Think of non-clinical people working in the space. It's a large portion of the team that work in these communities. And yet they don't have any sort of formal training when it comes to their specific roles. There's plenty of training around regulatories. There's plenty of training available through HR for, you know, HR type training that everybody needs to take. But when it comes to the actual job that they're doing, there really is very little training available to them. And so we're trying to fix that. We're trying to demonstrate to owners and operators that this is what's needed. It's important that the hourly staff have the same opportunities as everybody else. That's how you build a team. That's how you improve your culture. And that's how you reduce your turnover and you retain people and you give people career paths. I mean, it's really not that complicated when you stop and just think about it at a human level, what's going on right now. We've all heard about the great resignation, the great retirement, all these things. And they're all valid. When you really stop and think and look at a lot of people who have left the workforce or quit their jobs in hospitality or food service, and then you understand the environments that are typical in these places, it's no secret why they left. You know, and then you throw on a pandemic on top of that, it just sort of makes the whole thing really bad. So what we learned was that going online is really the only long-term solution. The other thing that we really got immersed in was to understand what's effective about microlearning. And what's effective for microlearning are videos that are 5 minutes or less that can be watched in any device. And so that's what we do.
More of Learning Unlocked is coming up after this.
Open Sesame helps companies develop the world's most productive and admired workforces. How? By having the most comprehensive catalog of e-learning courses from the world's top publishers, publishers like TED and Harvard. And having courses that cover learning topics like diversity, equity, and inclusion, leadership development, safety and compliance, and wellness. Try a course for free today by visiting opensesame.com/course of the week.
Back to Learning Unlocked. Here's Brian Berger.
A lot of people that I have on this podcast, you know, what's the length of engagement? Because people start losing attention. And then you're working in an industry, as you mentioned earlier, where there's a lot of turnover. So how do you make your videos engaging enough so it's not just check the box, I did this and got through it, but they're actually engaged enough to remember what they're learning?
No, it's a really good point. And so, you know, our approach to training is to make it as direct to the individual as possible. So when we shoot our videos, we tell all of our instructors, like, just pretend you're in a room talking to one or two staff members and you're the subject matter expert and your job is to spoon feed them this information in a way where they can understand it. And then you can build on, so each lesson builds on the last. And so it's like a gradient approach of training. And so you've got to start with the fundamentals. And in food service, the fundamentals happen to revolve around sanitation and safety and cleaning and all that kind of stuff, because that is a big piece of the job. And so we try to show people how to do these otherwise not discussed or assumed skill sets. You know, like if I said to you, you need to go out and go clean up the dumpster area, you know, once a week and sweep it up and clean it up and make sure it's right. Well, what does that mean? And why are we doing this? And what difference does it make? Well, we try to tell you that, you know, it's not a task just for the sake of giving you a task, because we have nothing better to do today. We're doing it because we want to keep the pest control down. We want to be a good neighbor to the people around us. We want to keep a clean environment. And we want to put our best foot forward anywhere on the campus in terms of cleanliness and keeping things straight and clean. And so there's reasons why we do things in food service and in hospitality. There's something behind everything that goes on. Any task that you see a server or a cook or a manager doing in a restaurant or hotel, there's some reason behind it. And it's based on, you know, proven activities that have to occur just to be able to deliver the products and the services that are delivered. And so, you know, we learned early on that these short videos, 5 minutes or less, is where the highest retention rate is. And so there's tons of studies here, and I'm not going to get into the weeds on that. You can look up microlearning and why microlearning is important and why it's successful. But basically, it has to do with retention of information. And so somebody can literally watch two or three videos a day with our program and make significant progress. I mean, we say give us 10 or 15 minutes a day to train your staff. Hmm. You know, it's like, you know, typical, you know, schedule is like 8 hours, right?
Right.
So we got to understand, you know, there's usually a 15 minute break, you know, in the morning, 15 minute break in the afternoon, 30 minutes for lunch. Okay. So let's add another 15 minutes somewhere in there in that day to give them for training and about their job. You know, this isn't about training them on, you know, what's going on over there. It's about them. It's about what they need to know. And so, again, our content can be watched at any device. You know, depending on the policy procedures of where you work, you can be watching it on your personal smartphone, or you can do it on a tablet, or you can do it on a small device. You can do it on a laptop, any sort of device. We also have group training where, you know, some of our customers actually put large screen TVs up in the kitchen or in a back lines area and have daily, you know, huddles for, you know, 5 minutes and watch a video, you know, once a week or two videos a week and talk about specific things that they need to, you know, maybe talk about, you know, maybe some observations being made that we're not doing a good enough job in this area. Let's have a few in-services for 5 minutes and talk about these things and show a video on it, create awareness. So it's all about, you know, bringing the data and the information to the hourly team member with the understanding that a lot of managers just don't have enough time in their day to be mentors or take the time to train, because a lot of them are filling the gaps of unfilled positions. And so who ends up doing that work? Well, it's typically the manager. And so what happens there is you have managers who are more concerned about putting out the next meal than they are like any sort of a strategic plan or long-term plan in their operations. And so Pineapple Academy is there to really assist them and give them the content, the team members, the content. And it, that's all basic. And we repeat a lot of times in our videos, like, be sure to check with your own facility's policy procedure for this particular thing. But what we teach is typical information. You know, it's not, again, you know, food service is not rocket science. There's X amount of ways to cook an egg, and that's all there is. You know, there isn't any more things, or that's realistic that you're going to do anything with an egg in your property. You know what I mean? So it's really, it's trying to give them the information they really need versus, you know, aren't we cool and we're going to, you know, do some Chef Ramsay, you know, deal on them or something. That's just not what we're doing. This is like real life. This is what happens on a day-to-day basis. This is what you have to do. This is why we do it. This is how you clean and sanitize an ice machine. Did you know that an ice machine has to be cleaned and sanitized once a month?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? I will guarantee you 98% of the operations in the United States do not do that. Because nobody's talking about it. And nobody's showing anybody how to do it.
Yeah.
So now you go on Pineapple Academy, watch somebody, you know, empty out the ice machine and how to sanitize it and get it going again. I mean, it's literally those kind of things that we show people how to do, as well as how to be a good cook and how to take care of your station and how to clean up. We teach beverage services. We teach, you know, we have baking classes. We teach healthcare type food service. So some of our content is applicable to non-healthcare operations, and some of it's very specific to hospitals, and some of it's very specific to senior living, depending on, you know, the types of training that you're looking for. But we have, you know, both what we call front of the house, which is the dining room, and back of the house, which is the kitchen areas. And so we talk about all those things.
Learn more about Pineapple Academy at pineappleacademy.com. Greg, I think you guys really are filling a void here. You know, like I said, I have lots of different publishers on this podcast, and I have yet to speak with someone who's in the lane that you guys are in. And I think it's so needed, and congratulations on this. And I know people can, you know, take the courses from you directly. I know you've got some titles available on the Open Sesame platform. But congratulations on this, because, again, I think it's sorely needed.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And we obviously feel the same way. We are expanding in 2023 to all market segments and coming out with some new technology that we're working on. At the same time, we're also a tech company. So we are building software as we speak to be able to accelerate the amount of content we have available and promote not only our content, but also the content of others who want to create content to support hospitality and food service and beyond. And so real excited about that coming in 2023.
Well, congratulations, and thanks again for joining me on the Learning Unlocked podcast.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Learning Unlocked, presented by Open Sesame. Download this and every episode on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Learning Unlocked is produced by Griggs Productions.